This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the 2-horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the 4-horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Race Day at Fairmont Park. And you can also find us at fairmontparkpodcast.com, which you'll just see hear all the episodes, and that's not bad either. I don't have Jamie today. Jamie's not in the studio. I don't have my producer, but I got a guy that's filling in quite well here. Thank you for filling in, Drew. Good guy. I'm going to talk a little bit about being humble, because I tell you what, man, I had my horse run in a 6th race, and I was so cocky the day before, 2 days before. I even put it on the tip sheet how my horse is going to destroy the field. And the horse I actually went off at won the 5, Garrison Commander. And then I felt, what if this damn thing loses? What if my horse loses? And it's a 1 in 5 bet, and it's like the whole place is packed with people. So that's telling me right there that there's a lot of pressure on me and my horse for opening my big mouth like that. But he went around the turn. It looked pretty good, but then they shot those numbers up, and it said 47 and change, or actually the first one 23, then 47, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to hang in there like that. This horse is, they got another horse in there, all of a sudden wants to go speed duel with me. So it's kind of like, they're setting me up. They're setting me up, and my horse buys into it. My jockey's into it, too. All we had to do was just hold back a little bit, let that horse go. If we slowed down, that horse was going to slow down, too, possibly. He's just going to stay with us and then make a move on his own, too. But it didn't work out like that. We got into a big speed duel and stretch run. I seen my lead. What's that word, Drew? Evaporating? Yes. I seen it evaporating right in front of my eyes here. And I had Jamie. Jamie's standing right next to me. He goes, "You got it." I go, "No, I don't have it, man. I don't have it. They're going to catch me." And sure enough, they did. And it ended up being a 4-1. I think my horse was the 5. Yeah, 4-1-5. 4-1-5. Yeah, 5 horse. Got third, and it was a 1-5. 1-5. That's like harness racing, man, 1-5s. I don't even like seeing 1-5. I wanted to be the favorite, but not 1-5. That means everyone, including the lady that makes my drinks, I mean, they all bet it. You can't lose those. You got to come through. The public's watching. Anyway, I just want to say next time I'm going to be a little bit more humble about it. Cannot be cocky. Well, you can be cocky on the inside, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, even say, good luck in the race to the other. But, you know, deep down, I'm going to kick your ass. I want to kick your ass, and that's the only way I want to think to myself. I don't want to say good luck to you. I like to take that good luck back as soon as you walk away from me. All right, that's the way I look at things. Now, that's not right either. Just for you racing against me or competing against me. Like when I'm golfing, I'll say good luck. I don't really mean it. I don't think you guys mean it out there either when you say good luck. So I'm not the only criminal here. I'm humble. I'm getting to be humble. I can't get cocky again. But in any case, that's what happened. And let's get to the races. Let's recap the races from this last Tuesday. Not Tuesday. Saturday. Saturday night racing. And it was a good night, too. The weather was right. Everything was perfect. I mean, it would have been a great picture day, I'll tell you that. Well, in any case, let's move on. Let's move on here. We got a little amnesia again. We got to roll with amnesia, all right? First race, we had a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And what we had in this one, we had the 5-horse on top, Crafty Prospect, followed by Thundering Richie. And then we have the 2-horse here, Changing 500. By the way, the 1-horse was Thundering Richie. Crafty Prospect went off at 7.5-1. That was Tavares. And won pretty easy there. 1.5 lengths. Could have went a little bit more on that, too. Followed by the 1, Thundering Richie. And that was Hernandez. That went off at 9.5-1. A little bit better than 9.5-1. And then the 2-horse, Changing 500, 1080. So close to 11-1 on that one. I wonder who I had here. I had Dancing Position and Allied Commander here. And they finished all the way at the bottom. How about that? All the way to the bottom. One was 90 cents to the dollar, and the other one 2-1 here. So, and that was Victor Santiago and Molina. So these two jockeys, yeah, you expect a little bit better than that. All right, so we had a 5-1-2. Let's see the price tags on this. Has to be good on the super. $2 exacta 5-1, $60.60. The $1 trifecta 5-1-2, $582.20. The 10 cent superfecta 5-1-2-6, 256 big ones and 41 cents. All right? All right, let's see what the hell I have. Yeah, I just told you people what I had. I'm not doing it again. I had a bottom two. All right. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we've got a, let's see what we got. We need something. 1 mile, 70 yards, claiming 3,200 here. And I had the 654, Mr. Ticker Talker, 5 Jaguar Ridge, and 4 Grand Slam Surprise. Let's see what we had here. Let's see what we had here. All right, we got it. Mr. Ticker Talker comes through here by 7. Just opened up. Almost a little bit better than 1-1, so that's not bad. Followed by the 5, Jagger Ridge, and that was going off at 6-1. Followed by the 4-horse Grand Slam Surprise, and that went off at 2-1. So, bingo, I hit the trifecta straight right there with the 6-5-4. Let's see what it paid off here. Let's see what it paid off. And by the way, the jockeys on that one are our newcomer that's been around in Oklahoma, has run really well, great jockey, and that's Jason Eads. That was the favorite, followed by the 5, Molina, and then we had Grand Slam Surprise, and that was Victor Santiago. So let's see what we got here. The price tags on this one, $2 exacta, 6-5, $17.80. The $1 trifecta, 6-5-4, $17.70. The daily double, 5-6, $24.30. The 10 cents superfecta, 6-5-4-3, $2.80. So that's what we have. That's what we have on this one. Hey, I gave you guys a trifecta, $17.70. All right, race number three. We've got a 350-yard sprint, quarter horses, claiming 6,000. And up till now, I wasn't doing that bad on this. Really, on the quarter horses, I was really picking them. And we had a 1-6-2, and that was Walkie, followed by the 6, First in Flight. And then we had the 2-horse, Our Secret Sin. Everyone knows my secret sin. I'm cocky, and that's what cost me. Drew, never be cocky. It'll come back and get you. All right, So race number three, we had the seven horse on top here, Feature Royal Dash, and that was Juan Molina. And this went off at 6.5-1, followed by the eight, A Chick's Fury, and that went off at close to 6-1. And then the two-horse, Our Secret Sin, and that went off as a little better than 2-1, and that was the crowd choice right there. And then my walkie-walkie, and that finished fourth, part of the superfecta. But let's see what we got. Let's see what we got here. 7-8, $95 on a $2 exacta, $1 trifecta, 7-8-2, $211.20. The 10-cent superfecta, 7-8-2-1. That was $41.72. The $1 daily double, 6-7, $24.80. The 50-cent pick three, 5-2/6-7, $121.75. So that's not bad. That's not bad. All right, so let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we've got a 6-furlong starter optional claiming $5,000. And let's see what we got here. The winner was 1-2-Dem. That was Tavares. And that went off at 2.5-1. Followed by the 4-horse Smart Alex Posse. That went off at 80 cents to the dollar. So a little under 1-1 there. And then we had the 2-horse Shanghai Red. And Shanghai Red also went off at 2.5-1. But where I did wrong here was I bought into Teddy Randazzo's Shanghai Red over 2-Dem. And I thought Shanghai Red was going to be the better start. And you know what? You start breaking stuff down left and right, and you try to – I honest to God, maybe we get into it too much. But then you think, you know what? Molina, he's competing for – he's trying to get a jockey of the year. So he's on Shanghai Red. Yeah, that's the ticket. And Smart Alex Posse, yeah, that's a damn good horse too. I think that this horse, Santiago's on. So, boom, there we go. And then through the back, I got 2-Dem, which is another Randazzo horse, Teddy. That when I talked to Teddy, I thought he gave me the 2. He said the 2 is stronger than the 1. I don't know. But he brought up Shanghai Red a little bit more on our conversation, so I figured, you know what? Teddy's high on Shanghai Red. I'm going to go with that. I played a nice exacta box on a 2-4-4-2, and not happening. I was a little cocky that night. All right, we move on. And that was a $2 exacta, 1-4, $17.20. The $1 trifecta, 1-4-2, $10.70. That's not bad, really. I mean, think about it. Those were the only three horses in that race, really. $1 daily double, 7-1, $34.90. The 50-cent pick three, 2/6-7-1, $34.15. That's not really that bad, honest to God. We move on to race number five. Race number five. We got a 1 mile 70, claiming 4,000. And I was all over this Duchess Lala. I thought Duchess Lala at 7-5 morning line. I think I like this horse. I hope it stays at 7-5. Then I followed up with Gotta Go Back with Molina. And that was the 7-horse. And then we threw in for our show ticket the 5-horse Street Smarty. And that was Tavares Johnson, 7-2. All right, let's see what we got. Race number five, we had number eight, Duchess Lala, winning by 5. This horse could have won by 10. I mean, Duchess Lala just started opening up late, and it sat in the back. It was nice. It was nice seeing Duchess Lala do this, because this horse, I've played this horse many times, and it hasn't done what it's supposed to do on form, and it sure did this time. And props to Duchess Lala, came from way back there. Followed by the 5, Street Smarty, and that was Tavares, and that went off at close to 3-1. And the 3-horse, Just Charlie, threw in there and at 6.5-1. All right, so that's what we had there. We had 8-5-3. All right, let's check that out. And the second place was Tavares, and third place was Diego. All right, $2 exacta, $8.5, $6.80, $1 trifecta, $8.53, $13.50, the 10 cent super, $8.531, $6.56, the $1 daily double, $1.8, $8.60, the 50 cent pick three, $716/7/8, $21.50. All right, so now this is what I got going here. I just made a $100 daily double play here, Duchess Lala, with my horse in the next race that's supposed to be going off at 1-5 or morning line 3-5. I don't care. I don't think I'm going to make any money on the horse if it wins. So I'd like to make some betting money too. So, folks, I know my horse didn't win, but that's how you're going to make money with these 3-5 horses. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen on a $2 show ticket on these. I'm standing behind this guy, and I know it's probably his first time and all that. I get it. But that show ticket, you gotta have some common sense in you to tell you that there's not going to be any money in that bet. I mean, you're going to get three on what? 3-5, 3-5, you're getting 3-5. So what do you think you're going to be getting on a show ticket if it's 1-5 or something like that? It's I don't know. Why the hell would someone put $2 to get back 20 cents? I'll give you the 20 cents now. Just get out of the way so I can make this big play. All right, I got to relax. So that's what I did there. I took the Duchess Lala. I got a $100 daily double going here, going in the last leg with my horse on top and me walking around cocky. I got a cigar dangling out of my mouth, acting like I'm cat's ass. All right? Not to be because horse named Nafer's Best from the outside here, Uriel Lopez. Busted another balloon there, Uriel. I'll tell you that right now, babe. You busted my balloon. But in any case, you weren't the only one involved in that one. It was Commander Castle, too. Commander Castle just wore me out. I mean, this horse I thought was going to be back, and I thought our horse was going to be up there and slowing the pace down at 25, maybe 49, 50, whatever. I know people out there running in Saratoga and all that. 49, 50, what is it, harness racing? Yeah, but you know what? If no one's challenging you, why the hell would I use that up? I'm not going to use that up. I want to be comfortable with my horse down the stretch. So if I can get a 49 or a 50, boom, I'm in. Any case, it wasn't to be, because now they send the one horse, and he's that's Molina. Molina Santiago. Okay, Molina goes, I can't beat you, but you know what? I'm going to wear you down, so you won't win either. And my guy says, okay, I'll take you on this. I mean, relax the horse. Relax him. Relax. Pull him back a little bit. More Larry Cheese. Relax. Let him go. If he wants to go, go. Any case, Nafer's Best sat back. Uriel Lopez, I think he's one of the best closers at Fairmount Park. I mean, if not the best, because he knows how to bring the horse from back. I'm telling you, Uriel's top notch when it comes to that, man. And Nafer's Best won the race here, and that was Lopez Hammond, followed by Deep in a Dream, and that was the three. That was the three horse, and that went off at 9, a little bit better than 9-1. And then Garrison Commander, 30 cents to the dollar was bet on him. So that's what we had. We got third, and from this point on, I promise you guys, I'm going to be humble. You got to be humble. Drew, when I get crazy, you just tell me you're not being humble. And he's shaking his hand at me. All right. Payoffs on this one, the 4-3. $2 exact, of course, $101. Trifecta, 4-3-5, $81.60. The $1 daily double, 8-4, $34.50. The 50 cent pick 3-1 with the 6/7/8, 4, $31.85. And there was a correct hit on that. I don't know how. I don't know how. 30 cents to the dollar, and there was a live ticket. Yeah, with the 4. I don't think with the 3, though. If there was a 3, there would have been 2 out of 3 payoff there. Race number 7, be honest with you guys, I didn't even stay around. I left. I got the hell out of there. I was so pissed. And this was a 6 furlong claiming 4,000, and your guess is as good as mine right now because I'm not seeing it. And I had the 6-horse Dejar best, and that was Rutana Johnson. I'm giving one to Rutana. How about that? All right. Yeah, went off at 9-5. Then I had the 2-horse Crown Royal Queen, Tavares Durham, 4-1. And 3, Mischief and Value, Baylon Lynch, 5-1. Let's see what we got. That's what I had. And the winners are Ice Bank, and that was Arietta. Arietta gets on the win column again. I think that's 2 weeks in a row now. Ice Bank. Seemed like he was getting pinched late, but hung on for $12 and or 12.5 to 1. 12.5 to 1 on that. Followed by 7, Good Play Diego. That went off at 7-1. And 3, Mischief and Value went off at 5-1. I'm telling you what, I'm glad I did leave. There's no way I had those horses. I can look at that form again, and I still wouldn't take those horses, knowing the result. Well, that's kind of a stupid statement, but I'm just saying, I don't know how the hell anyone could play that. They just didn't look good. That's Ice Bank. God, I don't have the charts with me, but we had low numbers on this Ice Bank. I know that for sure. All right, let's see the payoffs. The payoffs on this one, the $2 exact to 5-7, $121 even. Not even. That's odd. But $121. $1 trifecta, 573, $173 even. And that's odd, too. 10 cents superfecta, 5731, $86.70. The $1 daily double, 4-5, $88.40. The pick 3, 50-cent pick 3, 6/7, 8/4/5, $96.50. 50-cent pick 4, 1/6, 1/6/7/8. 4/5, 616 big ones. How about that? 616 big ones, and there was a 4 correct on that. All right. Folks, I got when we move on here, we're going to get to our picks for this coming Tuesday. That's tomorrow. But I just want to say to you guys, I'm still kicked out of Facebook. I'm posting in groups. So what I'm really opening up to you guys on is maybe you guys can share in groups out there. I don't know why they kicked me out, because I shared my posts with all the groups that I'm in, and I don't know. I must have pissed Facebook off, because they don't like that, and next thing you know, they kicked me out till August 10. And I want you guys to be a part of the show. I mean, I want you guys to hear it. I got fans in Ireland. That's how I put this out there. I put it on Facebook, and you guys download it or check it out by clicking on it. And that's what's so great about my show. So if you could catch my show on my site, you know, I'd appreciate it by sharing it around. I mean, you share a couple times, they share, you know, boom, I'm at my numbers again, and I make the show possible. So that's all I wanted to say on that. Share my show. All right, let's move on to our racing for this coming Tuesday, matinee racing. And let's see if we can get on the winning edge here, on the winning side. And why? Because we're now humble again. That's the key word. You know what, Drew? I kind of climbed up that mountain, and that old man sitting there told me, you have to be humble. So here I am. I'm humble. And we've got a 1 mile, 70 yards, claiming 4,000. And I went with the 4-horse here, Rejoice and Be Glad. And let's see where that is right here. Let me pull that up. I should have had this already pulled up. Rejoice and Be Glad. And this is our jockey here. That's he's an invading jockey. But I tell you what, he's a sharp one, and that's Jason R. Reeds, and he's with Mike Durham. And these guys, I tell you, these guys have raced together. They're Oklahoma. Mike Durham's in this trainer's thing here. He's trying to win it, and he's got the right man on this one. I'm taking a Rejoice and Be Glad 3-1, the four horse on top, followed by the two horse Shaker Baker. And Shaker Baker is by Tavares, and that is Ebart Training. So Tom Ebart on that one. Well, he's not on that one. He's a trainer. So going off at 7-2. And followed by Marnate, the 5. The 5 Marnate is Juan Molina, and that's Wainwright. Last time out, claiming 4,000 to life, and 1/3. But I don't know. I don't know if it's got enough to take down the class here, and I really think the class here is the 4 and the 2. The 4 is, I think, Durham's best chance of winning this one. So he's going to be closing hard. Right in the middle of the track there. And I think the two-horse Shaker Baker, he's the same way. He's an invader, and he'll be closing too. Hopefully it's a nice one. I don't know if there's enough speed, though. That's my only problem. But in any case, I got a 4-2-5. All right, let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. And let's see what we got here. I went with the first horse here, and that's 8-5, and that's the one horse. It's a Cox horse. Juan Molina's on the horse here, and I tell you, the drop is perfect for this horse. They had this horse running open 10,000 at Oaklawn Park this year in March. How soon? I mean, now the horse is running at 3,200. It should have won the last race. I mean, it should have had the credentials to win that 3,200, and the public bought into it. Didn't get the job done. But I think it follows up this time and gets the job done. Morning line 8-5. And, I think it's due. Followed by Name Dropper. Now we're going all the way to the outside, the 8 horse. And Name Dropper is Charlie Walker, and that's Arietta. And this horse has been running like open 3,200s, okay? So this is a open end on the low end type of horses, and he's always tough. This horse is always given everything he's got. So 9 years old, 53 starts, 3 seconds in a row. I think this horse will be up there again, get 4 deuces, huh? But it'll definitely be up there. That's a nice exacta box to 1881, but I definitely like the one a little bit more. Let's move on here to race number three. Race number three, we got a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And I'm going with the number 4 horse here, Isabella Canatella. It's one of my favorite names, by the way. Isabella Canatella. And that's Roman Hernandez is on this horse here. And Scotty Becker. Well, last time Hernandez did ride the horse. Before then, it was 3 Santiago's. But Hernandez rode the horse in a 50,000 stakes race in slop at Fairmont Park, and ran well. And Scotty said, you know what? I'm going to give you another shot here, kid. And he's on him at 8-5, Isabella Canatella. She, by the way, she. I always call him he's. I don't know why. And then we have the 7 horse, 5-2, Flashy Ruthie. And that's Diego Bahana connection there. And the horse has done quite well at Fairmont Park. 5 starts and 3 in the money. One in all 3 slots there. First place and show. So Flashy Ruthie at 5-2. I think this is a nice one. I don't think that this is going to be a 4 or 7-4, though. That's what I'm – I don't want you to go deep into this one on the exacta box. Take what you can, and I'm telling you – 4-7 is a much bigger exacta than playing a 7-4. Play the 7-4 on a $10 and play the 4-7, $20 is what I'm saying. So that's where I'm going with this one, 4-7. And then we have the one here, Ice Attack. and the ice attack is going off at 20 to 1. And why 21? I have no idea why he's 20 to 1. Personally, I think ice attack is right up there. And if they want to make morning line on this one 20 to 1, I'll take it, because this horse will be flying for the back end of this, and I look for my trifecta to maybe rise up in stock a little bit from Ice Attack if they keep it at 20-1. And most fans out there, well, the people that go out there, I mean, they see 20-1. They don't want to do anything with it, so it suddenly becomes 25 or 30-1, whatever. But I definitely think Uriel Lopez loves bringing in these long balls, and I definitely think that – why did I say Uriel Lopez likes bringing in the long balls? I meant the long shot. That's what you people out there, I'm telling you. Get your minds out of the gutter here. Uriel Lopez on long shots. I think it's run allowance optional, claiming 5,000 the last three, and has run respectable. I think that this horse will be up there for the third spot. All right, let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we got a 6-furlong allowance optional, claiming 5,000. And I went with, I'm telling you, folks, I don't know, but these lines are perfect for the fans out there, and we can make some money, because I'm telling you right now, this two-horse, Dr. Win Kai, is my kind of horse. And my kind of horse meaning that this horse has been in some battles. I mean, this one ran an allowance optional claiming last time for 10,000, raced before that at Arlington Park. Allowance state bred 59,000. Then before then, we got a 75,000 stakes. And this horse is 6-1. Come on. I'm jumping all over. And the connections here. Are you kidding me? Steve Manley, Hernandez, these two work well together. I'm looking at this horse on top at 6-1. Then let's take the six horse. And let's move on down. Let's check out the six horse. And that's Praise Him. Praise Him. And that's a Juan Molina horse at the Essen price. And this is going off at 2-1, as well it should. It's an allowance horse. That's all it's been running. Now it's in for the tag at 5,000. They're going to get the job done here. They're going to get to take care of business here. I think that they will give a nice challenge. But I'm looking at a 2-6, 6-2 here. And I hope it stays at 3-1 and 4-1. I don't think I'm going to get 6-1 on that horse. I know I'll get Praise Him at 5-2. I'm looking at this one maybe paying about 30, 35 bucks on my exacta. That's what I'm looking at. And then we're going with number three here, Country Assets. This horse is like a dragon slayer. I kid you not. When they put this horse in action, it looks, it targets these twos and sixes. And this horse just follows. And then you got Uriel Lopez on this one. This horse can definitely end up being, once again, it went off at 15.5-1 last time out in an allowance optional claiming, and won the race by a head. And this is what type of horse this is. And the barn, notorious for bringing in long shots. All right? I didn't say long balls that time. I'm saying long shots. This O'Halloran camp, they bring horses in from the teens, like 10-1, 12-1, 15-1, and sure enough, they're going to be live again. I'm buying into Country Assets as being a part of my trifecta play. 2-6-3 is what I have, but I tell you what, I have nothing to do with this Precious Cowgirl going off at 9-5. That's the one horse. That's the one horse here. Precious Cowgirl, 9-5, and it's Diego Bentler connections here. Nothing against the jockey or the trainer, but I just don't see this horse having enough in the tank to take these other two on here, or other three on, for that sense. I mean, I really think Dr. Wynn is the class, followed by Praise Him. And then you got the blue collar that doesn't know the odds from left or right here, and I think Country Assets is even a dangerous horse here. So I'm looking at 2-6-3, and then I see this 9-5, the one horse. I'm like, you got to be kidding. There's not a chance in hell I'm going to play this horse. I mean, seriously. All right, that's what we have, though. I got a 2-6-3, and if you want to throw the one from my back of my super just to make them feel good, that's fine. But, all right, so let's move on to race number five. Race number five, we've got a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And I went with the last surprise. The last surprise, and that's the 10 horse. I like the class drop. Honest to God, that's the one thing I'm looking at here. It's a bottom claiming 4,000. They put this horse in to win. It's a Steve Manley Hernandez connections, and I definitely think they're still going to be high from that last race on how good they did, and it's going to carry over to this horse here. Last surprise gets the job done on a big drop and tag here. The horse has not run on dirt yet, but here's something to really think about. From turf to dirt, Manley is at 30%. 30% here, folks. That's damn good. That's damn good, and I can't ignore that because that's three times out in tougher races too. These were maiden special weights up at Arlington Park, and you're taking on some big kids on the block there. Now you drop it down to claiming 4,000. I got the 10 on top here. Morning line, 5-1. Then we're going with St. Louis Woman, St. Louis Woman. I always say St. Louis Woman. St. Louis Woman, and that is the 7 horse. And obviously, every time St. Louis Woman, I played them twice now. I played her, it's a she, not him. And I played her twice now, and both times I came up a little short. And I don't think she's going to have enough to get over the 10 here. I think the class prevails, and I got the 10 with the 7. And then I'm going with the 8 horse. Silty is a Juan Molina, Essen Price, and 24, again, I look at little things here. I look at last time out, it ran on slop. I think this time when it comes back, it's going to have everything going the right way for this horse. I think that Silty makes a nice appearance here. So, and then if you wanted to go one more step into this, maybe that Queen's Little Red. If you wanted to take a little shot at trying to beat the Silty, I think Queen's Little Red here, ten to one with Thurman for the Superfecta, and that's the 5 horse. That's what I have. That's what I have. I have 10, 7, 8, 5. Yeah, that's the ticket. Moving on to race number 6. Race number 6, we got 6 furlong. Allowance optional claiming 10,000. And you know what, folks? This day, it just seems to me that I am going over the charts here, and I'm taking class. I'm looking at the class here, and I'm looking at one horse that stands out, and he's not even the chalk because we got the 4 as the chalk, we got the 5 as the chalk, and we got the 1 here at 6-1. I'm taking Terminology, Victor Santiago, and Kelly Ackerman. That's who I have here. Kelly Ackerman and Victor Santiago, the 6-1 horse. The horse has raced everywhere respectable. At a Woodbine, Gulfstream Park, Tampa. I'll tell you what, it's a turf horse, synthetic horse, but then when you move to the corner here, dirt time, he's ran on dirt 5 times and he's got a first and a third 1 time. Okay, so yeah, you know what? I'm buying that. I like Terminology. I like the class drop. Not really class drop, but you know what? He seemed better is what I'm saying. I'll take the 1 on top here, followed by the 4, and that's one of the chalks, and that is going to be Mac Boo, 7-5. Last time out, maiden special weight, 9,500. Blew the field apart here by 12 lengths, all right? 12 lengths, got the crowd's money, but now, you know what? Now you're facing allowance optional claiming horses. You're facing allowance horses. You're facing claiming open tag horses. So I don't know if I'm going to buy into your maiden special weight win here at 9,500, opening up by 12. Good for you. All right? But I got you picked 2nd. How about that? Followed by the 5-star Magna, and that's Uriel Lopez with Doris here. Morning line 8-5. And this horse gives everything it's got. This horse does give everything. Last 2 starts now, lost by a head, lost by a neck. You're not going to see anything out of the norm out of this horse here. He likes being in the money. The last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Last 9, he's been in the money 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3 with Star Magna. So you know what? This is going to be a nice race to watch here. I'm taking the class. But you know what? These hard-knocking Fairmont Park horses may give him a rude awakening, too. So that's what we have. We got a 1-4-5 here, followed by the 2 if you want to play the super. All right, let's move on to race number 7, our finale of the day, and we got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. And I went, sing, kitty, sing, and that's Santiago and Randazzo. And that's Teddy Randazzo, of course. And that's a 6-horse. And a 6-horse here, I like what I seen in that last race. That last race to me was a standout race. Gets my love on this one. I think Sing Kitty Sing, the 8-year-old mare here, 70 starts, 11 wins, 19 seconds, 9 thirds. I'll tell you what, this horse is going to be gutsy and prove herself again and gets the job done, this 8-year-old mare, Sing Kitty Sing, Santiago Teddy Randazzo. And then we're moving on to the 3-horse Just Sky, and that's Melina Mosier. And let's check him out there. Let's check her out. This 8-year-old mare, another 8-year-old, 28 starts. The other one's 8, 70 starts. How about that? That's how healthy that horse was down there. The 3-horse, 9-2, Just Sky, Melina Mosier, Harold Mosier. And this, like, this horse right here, he'll show you his deck because this horse will be coming late. It will be flying late, okay? That's what this horse is banking on here. But it needs front speed. And I'm looking at the charts here. And Overdriven is a horse that likes to go to the front. It won't hold the front. I mean, that's what on my charts, it's not going to hold the front. I got Overdriven finishing 4th. Let's see who'll go out there. You see, there's hardly any speed here. Sing Kitty Sing is a rare one in this one. And, folks, that's all I got. Sing Kitty Sing and that Overdrawn Cat. Those are the only ones that are going to go out there. So I don't see Just Sky playing a big factor here. She better stay a little close, and Mosier and Molina, they'll know that this horse doesn't have speed up front, so they may just move Just Sky up maybe 3-4 back on this and not have it 6 back to make a late kick. So it's not going to work with no speed in the race. So we've got a 6-3, and then we're going to go with the 7 here. Life is a Ride, and that's Tavares Walker, 7-2. So that's what we have. That's what we have for our Tuesday racing. I hope we just all got a little bit of amnesia and forgot about everything that happened this past Saturday night. We move on. That's what horse racing is all about. When we go fishing, I know there's a fisherman out there. Not every day you catch something. And this is how you just go back on your boat and try it again. That's what we got going this time. And this Tuesday, I hope we get some of these winning tickets going our way here. From Jono and my missing crew here, thank you so much for listening. And again, share the show out there, all right? Because when you do that, that's the only way. Right now, they ban me. I'm like a Facebook wanted list. Can you believe that? Me, just because I shared my shows with all these groups, they kicked me off. I can't post anything in groups. But I can post it on our site at Race Day at Fairmont Park. And I thank you so much, guys, for giving those pictures. I'm going to use one of them this time for this episode. But I would like to get a nice picture of I don't like that picture I got on my Race Day at Fairmont Park. It's a jockey that's riding the horse the other way. I'm not buying into it. I don't like that picture. I just don't. If you guys could get me something, a picture, a wide picture, right? Drew, it's got to be a wide picture. Yeah, it's got to be a wide picture. And if you could kind of formulate betting and kind of maybe have a beer out there with race form, horses, I think that's what I want to see because that's who I am. So why not have something like that? So if you guys can get a picture like that, I'll get a T-shirt out to you. Yeah, I think that's only fair. You guys sending me a picture, and I send you guys a T-shirt. All right? And please, no more with the horses jumping out of the gate. We got that. We got it. I've done it. I mean, everyone sends me horses jumping out of the gate with their heads sticking out or whatever. But I enjoy it, but I just got too many of them. Let's back off the horses with their heads sticking out of the gate, all right? Something to do with betting, something to do with the horses, something to do with friends. That's what I want to see. That's what we'll make on our race day at Fairmont Park. Till then, my friends, keep cashing those winning tickets, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmontparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.